he doesn't have to translate this part. So Happy New Year. Right, Happy New Year. How many of you are snake? All right. Just want to let you know, if somebody calls you snake in English, that's not a good thing. Only in Asian, okay? Only in Asian culture. But I'm glad everyone's here. Yeah, I'm glad everyone's here.
Yeah. 如果有人告诉你的名字叫你是如果是蛇的话，在英文里面这是一个很不好的称呼。只有在中文里面这样还可以。
It's the new year, but not much will change.
这是一个新的一年，但是并没有太多的事情会改变。
This year you're going to have ups, and this year you're going to have downs.
就像所有的年一样，你会有高山和低谷。You're
going to have time to laugh and time to cry.
你会有欢乐的日子，你也会有痛苦流泪的时间。And
I want to talk about those times where we need to cry this year.
今天主要正道是要讲述，如果面对困难的时候，我们应该怎么面对。May
not be the best message for like the first sermon you hear on the New Year's.
这可能不是作为新年第一个正道的最好的题目。But
I pray it's your most useful message you hear this year.
但我盼望这是能够对大家最有帮助的一个正道。So
let's read from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12.
是彼得前书四章十二节。
And we'll read 12 and 19.
亲爱的弟兄们，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候，也可以欢喜快乐。彼得前书四章十九节，所以那照神旨意受苦的人，要一心为善。
Amen. Peter doesn't beat around the bush here. He literally says this. Sometimes those problems you're going through, they're not punishments, but they're in God's plan. He says those challenges are used to shape us and make us into something or someone that God desires for us.
就是我们所遇见的困难是神要通过这些困难来塑造我们，来磨练我们。
So this morning, I don't want to talk about why we have problems because there's so many books out there, you can read it, but I can't do it in one sermon.
今天早上我们谈论的正道的主题不是关于怎么样，为什么会有苦难，但有很多这样的书籍。
But I want to talk about the reasons for those difficulties.
今天正道的主题是这些苦难的目的是什么。
So you're ready? Tell the person next to you you're ready.
告诉你旁边的人你已经准备好了。
I'm not sure if I'm ready, right? But you're ready, so we're going to get going, right? Number one, God often uses problems to guide us.
神常用我们的苦难来引导我们。We
love Psalm 32, verse 2, where he says, he leads us beside quiet waters or restores our soul.
我们很熟悉的是诗篇23章第二节，他使我躺卧在青草地上，使我在可安息的水边。But
I tell you, sometimes God shoves us.
但很多时候，神是直接的推动我们。He
pushes us.
他是强有力的推我们。Because
if you look at the language of this verse, it says He makes me lie down in green pastures.
如果你读这么的经文，英文的话，是他让我躺在青草地。You
know why God makes us to lie down in green pastures? Because sometimes we don't like the green pasture God is showing us.
就很多时候，神所让我们去的绿草地上，并不是我们所想要去的。So
God says, "I'm going to make you lie down here."
所以神对我们说，我要你躺在我所指定的青草地。Think
about the Israelites. They were free from slavery, and they were going to the promised land.
你可以想以色列人，他们从被埃及拯救出来，脱离了受奴役的时间。And
out of their mouth came what? I want to go back to slavery. I want to go back to Egypt. I don't want to go to the promised land. Let me go back to Egypt.
结果在旷野里面的时候，他们经常所抱怨的是，我还要回到以色列，我要回到埃及去。But
they didn't want to go to the green pasture.
他们不想要去神所给他们指定的牛奶与蜜之地。
So God's going to make them go to green pasture.
所以说神要带领他们，使他们躺卧在青草地。Proverbs
chapter 20 verse 30 says, sometimes it takes a painful experience to make us change our way.
真言二十章三十节说：“鞭伤除尽人的罪恶，责打能入人的心腹。”
And we know exactly what that means, don't we?
我们都知道这个具体的是什么意思。
Job chapter 5 verse 17 says, "Blessed is the one whom God corrects, so they do not despise, right? So do not despise the discipline of the Almighty."
约伯记五章十七节说：“神所惩治的人是有福的。” 所以你不可轻看全能者的管教。
Nobody volunteers to suffer.
没有人会自愿的愿意去。
None of us want to be disciplined.
我们也不喜欢被管教。
I tell you what, people then change until that discipline comes.
但是往往是我们如果没有痛苦的话，我们是不会改变我们自己的。
Just look at our lives. We rarely change in comfort.
我们如果审视我们自己的经历的话，我们如果生活在舒适的时候，我们是很少会改变我们自己的。
So what God does, He moves us and shapes and pushes us and does whatever He can. Sometimes He shakes us, sometimes He shakes us, right? So we can go from point A to point B.
所以说神就会常常会把我们从我们舒适的环境里面带领出来，有时候会轻轻的推动，但很多时候是会很有力来震动我们，使我们能够有所改变。
When church in Jerusalem was too comfortable staying there, God brings persecution and scatters them all over the known world to plant churches.
当耶路撒冷的教会在感到很舒适的时候，结果神是让逼迫临到耶路撒冷的教会，使他们能够散到各地去，这样反而使福音能够因此传开。
So it is through the struggles of our life that God refines us and reshapes us.
通过神是通过我们所面受的苦难，能够来改变我们，来冶炼我们。
C.S. Lewis put it this way: Pain insists upon being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain.
C.S. Lewis 这有一句话，有一段话说是：痛苦总是吸引注意，神在我们的欢乐中低语，在我们的良知中说话，但在我们的痛苦中呼喊。
Last week, our DC had a servant celebration day.
上个星期我们 Disciple Church 有一个 就是同工的庆祝会.
And they had a food that I just couldn't resist. It was Hawaiian style Korean short rib.
就是他们准备的食物特别好，有一个是我很喜欢吃的是 夏威夷式的这个烤猪排。
Because my certain acid in my body is too high, I could only eat one or two of those.
因为我身体的情况有一定的酸度比较高，我应该是只能吃一块到两根的这个就可以了。
But I ate four.
但是这个食品很好，这个烤猪排很好，所以我吃了四根。
I couldn't stop. I just kept eating.
我是一直在吃，吃的很多，比较多。
And then next morning, I paid the price because my foot started to hurt.
第二天早上的话，我就 为我的贪吃付出了代价，我的脚开始比较痛。
It's like God saying, "You dummy, I told you not to eat too much."
这好像神的话语告诉我，你不应该吃这么多。
Pain, it reminds us what we need to do.
这个痛苦有时候会告诫我们说，我们应该做的事情。
It reminds us that we can't do everything we want to do, but it reminds us what I need to do.
痛苦有时候这种会告诉我们，不是我们能够自己想做的，而是我们应该做的事情。
Think about Moses, try to take care of his people with his own hands.
我们可以想象摩西，他想试图是用自己的意志的力量来拯救自己的同胞。
He kills an Egyptian and runs for his life into a desert.
他杀死了一个这个奴役以色列人的工头，结果他必须逃离埃及。
For 40 years, he will stay there taking care of sheep.
他在旷野里面有40年在开始牧羊。
After 40 years, he had nothing of his own because those sheep belonged to his father-in-law.
他在旷野里面牧羊40年之后，他其实一无所有，因为那些他所牧养的羊是他的岳父的羊群。
But when time came for God to release his people from Egypt to promised land, he called Moses because he was the best person. 40 years in Egypt he lived there, and 40 years in desert. Who better person to bring them from Egypt to the promised land through the desert?
但是神要拯救以色列人出埃及的时候，他呼召了是摩西，因为摩西是有在埃及生活的40年，在旷野里牧羊有40年，他是神所准备的最好的来拯救以色列的人。
My friends, we are stubborn. You are stubborn. I'm stubborn. We are all stubborn. We rarely change when we're not desperate.
我们都很固执，你很固执，我也很固执。 如果我们不是有很在一个绝望的境地里面的话，我们是很少会改变我们自己。
So he uses problems to motivate us. The problems are not there to punish you, but they're to motivate us to get to the next point where God wants us to be.
所以他往往用神用困境来改变我们，来塑造我们，使我们能够从他到达他所想要去的地方。
I heard somebody said that the most safest place is at the center of God's will.
我听人讲说是最安全的地方是在神的这个旨意的中间。
That person is not telling you the truth.
但这个就是这个人并没有讲出一个真话。
People say I'm so much peace. I'm at the center of God's will.
有人会说是我现在很有安息，我是在神的计划的正中间。
Maybe, maybe not.
有可能是，也可能不是。
Was Apostle Paul at the center of God's will? Is that why he went through so much trouble in his walk with the Lord?
我们可以想象那个使徒保罗，他应该是在神的计划的正中间，但是他却经历了很多的磨难。
Apostle Paul was the center of will, and he was sharing the gospel, and what he got? He got death threats, and he got punched, and he shipwrecked, trouble after trouble.
就是使徒保罗是在一直在行在神的旨意当中，但他却经历了很多的磨难，他受到了死亡，然后沉船，然后是各种各样的迫害。
Was Jesus at the center of God's will because he was on the cross?
就是耶稣基督也是在神的旨意的正中间，因为他是为我们在十字架上而受死。
Sometimes there is storm in the center of God's will.
往往很多时候在神的计划当中也是有很多磨难的。
And that's exactly where he wants us to be.
而这正是神的计划，他让我们所应该在的地方。
Number two, God often uses problems as a mirror.
神经常用困境来作为一个镜子来光照我们。
My brother has a mechanic shop, so I take my car in there when the lights come up, maintenance, engine light, and one of the first things he does is he lifts the hood and pokes around to see what's going on in there.
就我的弟兄有一个在汽车修理的厂，然后他有时候这个 check engine 就是 engine 这个指示灯显示起来。 他我把我的车经常带过去，他会把引擎盖打开，然后开始来做各种各样的检查。
Do you think God does that? He kind of opens the hood of your heart and kind of pokes around to see what's in you.
你有没有觉得是神是把你的心门打开，然后来确实让你来知道你自己的心里面到底在思念着什么？
It's not because He needs to know; it's because you and I need to know.
神这样做并不是因为他不知道，而是他想让我们知道。
God often uses problems to make things clear in our life.
神经常用各种各样的这种困境，让我们确实明白我们到底是什么样的光景。
Remember, Israelites spent 40 years in the desert.
就是说，以色列人在旷野里面行走了40年。
God gave them a lot of tests.
神给了他们以色列人很多很多的试炼。
He kept poking them.
神是经常的推动他们。
And they kept what? Failing one after another.
但是以色列人是一次又一次的在失败。
Every time challenge came up, they grumbled to God.
遇见试炼的时候，他们常常是抱怨。
I mean, if they were driving, they'd keep running through those stop signs.
如果他们是在开车的话，他们经常是闯红灯。
And guess what happened? That trip should have taken 2 weeks, 11 to 12 days, but it takes them 40 years.
结果事情是，本来是从埃及到 应许之地，这个路程只需要2周就可以行走完的，结果是以色列人在里面走了40年。
God pokes them, they fail, so God says, okay, let's go around one more time. God pokes them, they fail, so he goes, okay, let's go around. They did that 40 years.
神是不停地带领以色列人，结果他们是失败，结果神让他们在旷野走了一圈，又再次地带领他们，他们还是失败，所以又走了一圈又一圈。
This is what Moses says as to why God did that in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2.
在《申命记》第八章第二节，这是摩西告诉为什么以色列人会要在旷野待40年。耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这40年，是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你心内如何。
God says, hey, let me see what's inside of you.
神在说是让我确切知道你的内心是怎么样想的。
What pressure and challenges do is it reveals what's inside.
就是在压力和困境的情况下，我们往往会知道我们真实的自我是什么样子。
You crack an egg, what do you get? Bananas? No, you crack an egg, you get what's already in there.
如果是你打碎一个鸡蛋的话，你得到的不是香蕉，而是就是鸡蛋本身应该有的。
You squeeze a ketchup packet, what do you get? Mustard? Absolutely not. You'll never get mustard, honey, or whatever. You'll get ketchup.
如果你是来挤这个番茄酱的话，你挤出来是番茄酱，而不是别的东西，不是蜂蜜和那个芥末。
That's why when life presses us, you get to see what's inside of you.
就是在困难中，在我们面对压力的时候，我们会展示让我们自己明白我们自己内心到底是什么样的光景。
Some of us is anger.
我们有些人会很生气。
Some of us is bitterness.
我们有时候也可能会有很多苦毒。
Some of us is pride.
我们可能会有很多骄傲。
Some of us is unforgiveness.
我们可能有很多不饶恕。
Whatever that is, that will be revealed.
不管是我们内心是怎么样想的，在面对压力和困境的时候，往往会显出我们真正的自我。
What came out of Apostle Peter when he was pressed?
就说使徒彼得，他到底是什么样的光景呢？
In Matthew chapter 26, he says this, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you, Jesus.
就是彼得曾经这么说，我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
And you know Peter, he's bold and he's brash, and he probably looked at other disciples, man, you guys are losers, but I'm not going to disown my Savior, my Jesus.
就是彼得是使徒彼得，他是经常是很骄傲的，也可能是很勇敢的，他是这么说，觉得是即使所有的人，你们可能是没有像我这么坚强，我是总是不会不承认耶稣基督的。
But hours later, he gets squeezed by fear.
结果几个小时之后，他在面对危险的时候
，And what came out of him? Not one, not two, not three denials that he even knows Jesus.
结果是在面对危险的时候，他三次不认主。
He needed that.
就说使徒彼得是需要这个。
So he goes afterwards. He feels defeated. He goes off to his old work, and Jesus calls him and has breakfast with him and reinstates. And the problem is not that he didn't want to do. The problem was love. So he says, "Do you love me, Peter?"
在这个经历过这个事情以后，使徒彼得会觉得是自己很完全被打败了。结果他回到他以前的职业里面去，继续打鱼。但是耶稣基督并没有放弃他，他来。继续来建立彼得。
So if you're going through some issues, even in this New Year's, know that it's not random.
如果你在新年里面已经经历了一些苦难的话，这些并不是随机的，而是有神的计划在里面。
May God use it to guide us and show us where we are, so we can go where we need to be.
愿神用这些苦难和我们的挑战来带领我们，使我们到他所指定我们要去的地方。
God uses problems, number three, to correct us.
神往往用困难和困境来改变我们。
To correct us. You tell a little toddler, don't touch that, it's hot. What does that toddler do? Inevitably touches it.
就是如果我们要告诉一个小孩子说不要去触摸这个热的地方的话，这个小孩子往往做的是什么呢？他会去，反而去接触这个比较热的东西。
You tell a teenager after he gets a license, don't drive recklessly, and what does he do? He drives recklessly.
如果我们告诉一个青少年，他们刚拿到了这个驾照之后，就不要开得太快，要开得小心。结果他们往往是根本不听，反而是开的是照样是，开的是完完全全的。
How does he learn? How does he learn? So I have to call the insurance company because he gets in a wreck.
就是说，我们往往是通过自己这种失败和痛苦里面才会学到我们该学的功课。
In America, you get license at age 16, and that's when I got it. Right after my birthday, I went and got my license.
在美国是16岁以后可以拿到驾驶执照。我就是在16岁生日刚过就拿到了驾驶执照。
Freedom.
我感觉到是特别有自由。
Drive everywhere. It was great. I didn't have to ask anybody to give me a ride.
我感到很有自由，我想去哪儿就去哪儿，就是说再也不需要来请求别人给我一个ride。
Only problem is that my mom used me as a delivery boy.
唯一的问题是我妈妈常常让我来给她来 送东西，送各种各样的东西。
That first year, I was driving so wild.
就是在我拿了驾照后的第一年，我开车确实是很勇猛。
I had this car, it's a German made. If you look into car, it's called MG. It looks like a Miata with a convertible. I was driving in and out. It was so fun.
就是我当时那个车的话是一个德国的车，很像日本的那个Miata一个小的跑车。我在开车的时候，经常是在这个车里面穿来穿去。
And that year, I got 5 speeding tickets.
那一年我得到了五个这个超速的这个罚单。
First one was $80, I paid. Second one was like $100-something, I paid. But the fifth one was almost $200. I said, this is enough.
第一个这个超速的罚单是$80，第二个是$100，在最后一张的话已经$200，然后我告诉我自己，这个已经太多了。
Yeah, they called me and said, Mr. Shin, you have to come on in. So I went to DMV and they said, why do you need to drive?
这个 DMV 直接是给我打电话，要求我必须亲自去 DMV 来解释一下。他们直接告诉我说，
Sometimes,
你为什么要开车？
Sometimes we only learn through experience.
很多时候我们只有通过经验才会得到我们该学的功课。
King David had a colossal mistake, right? He failed with Bathsheba, a scandal that ruined his family and almost ruined the country.
就是说，大卫王他和巴士巴这个事情，他毁坏了他的家庭，也差点使他的王国，是以色列国受到蒙担。
Psalm 119:71, he says, "It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decree."
诗篇119，章71节，我受苦是与我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。
He says, God, I got the message. I got the message. I got it.
这个诗篇这一节就是说是神，大卫在向神说，我知道你要通过这些苦难来使我来学习。
His choice led to heartbreak. His kid tried to overthrow him. His nation suffered. People died because of them. God waited an entire year for him to come and repent. And when he didn't, he sent somebody else to go to him.So he can guide him and check on him and correct him.
就是大卫王就是说是他的，因为他的失误，使他的家庭蒙羞，然后整个以色列国也遭受了苦难，然后很多人因此而死亡。但是神是通过这个事情，过了一年之后，才来真正来修复大卫王。
How many of you drove with check engine light on your car on the dashboard? Anybody drove with that light on? Yeah.
不知道大家有没有在开车的时候，即使是这个检查引擎的这个灯亮了以后，我们是不是还会继续开车
？If you keep driving it because you think it's okay, your car is going to die soon.
如果我们在检查引擎这个灯亮了以后还继续开的话，总有一天，这个车会完完全全的不能够驾驶。
Those problems are telling you go get it checked.
当我们遇见问题，这个检查引擎灯亮的时候，这是告诉我们我们要去检查。
And when troubles come to our life, it's God's way of saying, go get yourself checked.
当我们遇见困难的时候，往往是神要求我们来做一个审查自己。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7 says, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father?
希伯来书十二章第七节说，你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
If you're a Christian and you believe in Jesus and you're living outside of God's plan and you're sinning and everything is going well, I would suggest you go check your status with God.
如果你是基督徒的话，如果你在的行为言行上没有在神的旨意当中，而且你没有受到任何的困难的话，我建议你要该仔细的审视自己，你是不是真正的基督徒。
Do you go around disciplining your neighbor's kids?
你会不会是去管教你的邻居的孩子？
Of course not. You get arrested.
你肯定是不能这样做的话，你会被抓起来。
I don't go around disciplining my neighbor's kid, but I discipline my kid when they do something bad.
我只会管教我自己的儿子，当他们做不好的事情的时候。
See, this is why when you look at the world and they're cheating and they're doing all sorts of things and their life looks like it's going good, it's because God's leaving them alone.
如果我们看这个世界上，往往是我们看见，这个属世的人在做各种各样的事情，却不受到惩罚的时候， 这其实是神是任凭他们自己做自己想做的。
Because they're not in His family.
因为他们并不在神的家中。
But you're in God's family.
你是在神的家中。
And He's a good father.
他是好的，神是好的父亲。
And when we're off road, He's going to come in and discipline us.
如果我们没行在他的旨意当中，他会来管教我们。
So remember that.
我们记住这一点。
Number four, God uses problems to protect us.
神会用困境来保护我们。
If you watch Korean drama or Chinese drama, you've seen this scene so many times. 80% of the dramas the Asians make, this scene is there. Right? You see a hero driving, right? He's having fun, whoever's sitting next to him, and then a truck comes and hits him. Have you seen that? Yeah, you've seen it.
就是在这个韩国和这个大陆的这个电视连续剧里面经常会有这样的场景，就是主人公正在要么开车，要么在走路，这突然就是一个卡车过来，然后就撞到了这个主人公。
And every time we see it, we go, oh, right? It's like 100 times we've seen it, but we're still moved by it.
虽然我们看过这样的场景很多很多次，但我们还是会感到会很震惊，当它发生的时候。
Were you ever late for something and you're driving to get there as fast as you can, but it just seems like the guy who's working the light is against you?
你有没有这样的经历，就是说你要急着去一个地方，你已经有点晚了，结果是反而是这个这个交各种各样的这个灯是似乎是在管控这个路灯的这个人在特别的在使你会晚得更多一点。
In the past, you drive the same route and it's green light, green light, green light, green light, but on the day you're late, it's red light, red light, red light, red light.
就是你平常开这条你要去公司或去这个地方的时候，这条街经常是绿灯绿灯，而这一天你已经比较晚的时候，却是红灯红灯又红灯。
It's frustrating.
这会让你有很多这个不满。
But do you think that those inconveniences is God's way of protecting you? Because you're driving way too fast and you might get an accident if He doesn't stop you.
但你有没有想过这个？让你变慢的时候是神一种要保护你的一种方式，也可能是你已经开得太快了，因为你想尽快的到达你的目的地。
You get stuck in a traffic, you're getting mad because you're stuck in a traffic. You think maybe God is trying to protect you from something that's happening over here that you shouldn't be so soon?
也可能你在高速在时候，结果是这个车流很慢，是在时速的10 miles以下。
About 10 years ago, the city of Oakland did a sweeping audit in all the small businesses in International Boulevard and a few streets next to it.
大概十年前的话，就是奥克兰市，他们做了一个对所有的这种小的这个修车的这种铺子做了一个审计。
And they were targeting body shops, like my brother's shop.
就是他们是主要是审计这些做这个修车的。
And a lot of shops closed during that time.
很多这样的这个修车的这个铺子就给关掉了。
6 auditors came to my brother's shop and they started looking into things.
有六个审计员到我弟兄的这个叫我兄弟的这个修车铺里面来看看东看西。
My brother wasn't sure what to do, so he just referred them to his CPA and his bookkeeper.
我的兄弟不知道该怎么做，他就直接把这些六个审计的人直接让他们去找他的这个会计师和负责管这个账目的人。
And they saw that his bookkeeping was pretty good and the finance was pretty transparent, so they left him alone.
结果是我兄弟的这个所有的这个账目都是很清楚的。
But a lot of other shops closed because they took cash, they didn't use new parts without telling their customers, and they had.Double booking, right? One real one and one fake one, and those shops closed.
但有很多别的这个修车铺就给关掉了，因为他们以次充好，他们有一个明面上的账目，然后还有一个隐藏的一个账目。
See, as Christians, sometimes we look around and go, "Well, they're making more money, they're getting more cash, they're not paying taxes. I do. What's going on?" But when those critical moments come, you'll be able to stand.
作为我们基督徒的时候，我们有时候会有这样的想法，就是说是看这些人，就是说是没有交税，没有他们赚更多的钱，但是这正是神要保护我们的时候，在危机来的时候，神反而会因为我们行在神的光中会保护我们。
one day insurance agent came to my third brother. His name is Dan, and he's like I don't know if he's typical Asian man, but he's like nicest guy. But when he gets mad, he goes from 0 to 200 instantly.
就是我有个弟兄，他是我第三个，应该是哥哥吧。他是有点像通常的这个，是不是韩国人？他会平常的话是特别特别好，但有可能会很快的话就会到另外一个极端。
So insurance company guy came to him and he told him this. He said, Dan, if you do this, this, and this, we'll give you more money.
就说这个保险的这个经纪就来对我的弟兄说，如果你做这样这样的事情，你就可以赚到更多的钱。
He's asking my brother to kind of fidget the number a little bit.
他其实是让我的弟兄做一下假账，做一些假的事情。
And Dan went from 0 to 200 instantly. He looked at him. And he started yelling, you, and the next words, I can't even say it.
其实我这个弟兄他叫Dan，他听到这个事情以后就一下子十分的愤怒，就开始咒骂这个保险经纪。
See, if he had listened to that agent, his company won't be there.
就如果是他听从了这个保险经纪的话，他的公司现在可能就不会存在了。
In 1990s, when Korea was going through IMF, foreign investors didn't want to invest in Korean companies.
在90年的时候，就是世界货币基金组织在投资韩国的时候，他们往往是国际的投资者不愿意投资韩国。Because
they didn't have financial transparency.
因为是韩国的公司当时的这个账目很不透明。So
after the ordeal was done, Korean government came up with a law that required financial transparency.
在这个就是90年代这个金融危机之后，韩国政府就制定了法律，要求这个账目，金融账目一定要透明。During
the IMF, one of the companies that needed investment was Eland.
就当时有一个需要国际这个投资的话，有个公司叫 Eland.
The CEO was CEO Park, and he was an elder at one of the churches, the largest church in Korea.
就是当时这个公司的这个总裁是。 韩国当时一个很大教会的一个长老。And
in his testimony, he was talking about this period, and one of the questions he asked the investors was this, why are you investing in my company?
他在做见证的时候就说，他问这个国际这个投资者，就是说你为什么要投资我的公司？
And the investors came and said, well, all the other companies have 2, 3, 4 books, but you guys only have one. We trust you. We're going to invest in you.
就是说这个投资者就说， 很多韩国的公司往往有三四本账目，而你的公司只有一个账目，我们是信任你。In
one of the seminars he was leading, he was sharing his testimony, and he said this. He said, it looks like the world is winning until the storms come. If you stay with God, he will protect you.
他在其中的一个见证里面就说，好像看起来是这个世界上的人都在赢，而你在输。
When you stand with God, the troubles will come. Certainly it will come. But if you stand with God in those critical moments, God will hold you and lift you up.
如果你跟随神的话，你还会有苦难。但是在最危险的时候，神会与你同在，会保护你。Think
about Joseph. He went through so much trouble, from his brother, from a lying woman, to a prison system. Lots of trouble that he did not even cause himself.
我们都知道约瑟的故事，他的兄弟们把他卖走，然后是他的又被人引诱，被别人错误的指控在监狱里面。But
he stuck with God.
但他在所有的一切苦难中都坚持跟随神。And
when those critical moments came in his life and the nation, God raised him up.
在最后，时机到来的时候，神就把约瑟给高举起来。
And years down the line, he says in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, you intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many
lives.
See, what looks like a setback in God's kingdom, it may be a setup for him to do great things with you.
在我们世人看来好像是一个挫折的时候，结果其实是神利用这个光景来建造你，使你能够更高，达到更好的一步。
I don't know this congregation as well as I do DC, but maybe some of you lost a job or your relationship's not going as well as it ought to or some things are happening in your life. Don't look at them as a punishment unless you know why it's happening, and it is a punishment. But look at them as maybe God is setting you up for something else past the test.
我对这个家园教会不是像对DC教会这么熟，我们中间有可能有人会现在正在有工作，失去了工作，也可能是关系不好，你有各种各样的困难，在这个时候不要觉得是神要来惩罚你，而是神要利用这个机会来建造你，告诉你。
So as you look at the challenges of 2025, look with a different angle, not a punishment, but as a different way in which God is working in your life, setting you up for great things He has planned for you.
在我们在2025年遇到挫折的时候，我们要改变我们的新思念，不是神要利用各种情况来惩罚我们，而是神要利用各种各样的机会来建造我们。
And last thing I want to share is that God uses problems to perfect you.
神会用困境来 完成我们。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28 through 29 is a verse that I hold on to so much. Because life has a way of going up and down to the side and all over the place, and this verse continues to give me hope, continues to hold me together.
Romans chapter 8, verse 28 through 29 is a verse. 我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。All
things work together for good to those who love God.
万事效力，叫爱神的人得益处。And
verse 29 says, why do all things work together? Because He wants you to become like His Son, Jesus Christ.
然后第29节告诉我们这为什么会万事效力，因为是神在掌管一切，他要我们成为他长子耶稣基督的模样。How
do you purify gold? You put it in fire and let the dross burn out and you get the pure gold.
你怎么样来冶炼金晶的话，就是你在火中一直在考炼它。
How do you become like Christ? You need to go into that fire. And God needs to burn those dross away moment by moment.
我们如何能够更像耶稣基督，就是让我们经过火的试炼，把我们心中的不纯的杂质给去掉。
A lot of Christians misunderstand God's goal in our life is not our happiness.
很多基督徒有个错误的认识，就是神在我们生命的计划并不是让我们每天都很快乐。
Happiness is byproduct of living according to His word.
幸福是在神的旨意中行出来的一个副产品。
God's goal in our life is transformation, because from Genesis chapter 1 tells us we're made in the image of God, and that image is marred, and since that point, God is transforming you into His Son, Jesus Christ.
神的计划是要改变我们，使我们更像他的神，他儿子的模样。在创世纪就告诉我们说，因为是我们的原罪，我们离开了神。
God uses these issues of life to transform you like Jesus, and there are two tools that He uses. The first tool is the Word of God.
就是神会用各种各样的境况来改变我们，第一个是要我们知道神的话语。
John 17:17 says, sanctify them by the truth, and your word is truth.
这个约翰福音17:17节，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
God's word will renew your mind, give you wisdom, and help you and guide you in your faith.
神的话语会使你的心意更新，会赐给你智慧，使你行在他的道中。
And you're a Christian and you're not reading Word of God, and you are thwarting what God wants to do in your life.
如果你是基督徒而没有常常读神的话语的话，你其实是在挫败神对你的计划。
So read the Word. Study the Word.
我们要常常学习神的话语。
Get it in your system.
使神的话语在我们的心思意念中。
It's alive, it'll break you, it'll make you, it'll shape you, it'll grow you, it'll strengthen you, and I can keep going on.
就神的话语会改变我们，会塑造我们，是给我们增添力量。
Secondly, He uses life circumstances.
神也会通过我们的生活的各种境况来改变我们。
I mean, let's be honest, right? You don't learn patience by reading books.
我们并不会通过读书来学会更加有耐心。
You learn patience by driving behind a guy who drives 10 miles less than the speed limit.
我们学习会有耐心的时候是在高速上，往往有人是开得很慢。
You don't develop kindness by hanging out with people who love you.
你并不会学习会有很有爱心，如果你仅仅是和你所爱的人在一起。
You develop kindness by being around people who annoy you, and you have to make a decision. Do I show love and kindness like Jesus did to me, or do I get angry and bitter and cast him out?
你学会有爱心的话，是跟那些所谓不可爱的人在一起。你在时时在提醒我们自己，我们是要像耶稣基督那样有良善的、有爱心的对待人，还是要充满了苦毒和愤怒？
How many of you pray, Lord, I want to be more loving?
大家
，Yeah。
大家会不会祷告是更有爱心
？And didn't you get like unloving people around you almost instantly？
但是往往我们这样祷告的时候，我们会不会有很多更可爱的人在我们身边
？That's God working in your life。
往往不会是这样，这其实是神的旨意。
See James chapter 1, it says this: Consider it pure joy, and you can just kind of finish that.
在雅各福音雅各书第一章第二到四节，我的弟兄们。你们落在百般试炼中，得要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成为完备，毫无缺陷。
Trials, rejoice in it. Sounds crazy, but he's not saying rejoice in the suffering itself. He's saying rejoice in the training you get from God because of those sufferings.
就是在试炼中还有大喜乐的话，并不是我们就是试炼这个这个试炼本身的话会有喜，而是在我们这个试炼有神的计划旨意在里面，使我们得到能够更多的学习。
Picture a guy signing up for a gym and want to gain some muscles, and his trainer says lift these weights, and he goes, "No, forget it. I don't want those weights. I just want muscles."
你可以试想，就有个人想去增加有更多的肌肉的话，然后这个训练师就说是你要开始来举重，这个人说却说，我只想要肌肉，不愿去做这些事情。
That's like us praying for patience and refuse to deal with tough situations.
就像我们这正像我们是想祷告要有耐心，但往往是不愿意去处理这种。
We want wisdom, but we don't want to face tough decisions where we need to have that wisdom.
我们求智慧，但我们却是不愿意去在困难的处境中。
Growth does not happen without resistance.
如果我们不是经过这种试炼的话，我们不会真正的学会我们需要学的这种。
Like I said, one of the best places to develop patience is Costco.
我觉得是最好的一个能让我们有耐心的地方是在 Costco.
Go today. The lines are long. Everyone's bumping into each other. It'll develop patience.
就是说，我们在周末如果去 Costco 去买东西的话，这个排队的人特别多，这时候会特别来训练我们的耐心。
God's answering your prayer.
这就是你要有耐心的这个祷告，神在回应你的祷告。
Lord, make me love you more. God will answer that in His way, and it's not by giving you a loving heart. It's going to be by training you to have the loving heart.
就是我们会祷告，让我们更有耐心。神给我们做的，神往往做的不是让我们马上就有爱心，而是让我们处理这种在各种各样的试炼中。
Sometimes I hear people say, "Well, God told me you should do this."
有时候我们会听到有人大家见证说是神告诉我要做某个事情。
They look really spiritual, and they're like, "God told me to do this. It's you. You need to do this."
他们往往是这样的话，往往觉得看起来很属灵，因为是好像从神直接来的话语，神告诉我要做什么事情。
I have a problem with a lot of those people because it seems like God told me to do this is always you, but never them.
我对这样的见证有时候会是有怀疑的态度，因为往往是神只告诉了他要做的事情，却没有告诉。
You notice that, right? God wants you to go on a mission, but God never seems to tell him to go on a mission.
就是说，神会告诉你要去做一个传教士。
When somebody says God told me to tell you this, you need to ask, how do you know?
如果神要告诉你说是神要你做，告诉你这样一个话语的话。你应该往往要审视自己，你是怎么知道这确实是来自神的话语？
As far as I can tell, no one can be 100% about tomorrow.
从我的经历来说是我们都不知道明天是什么样的。
So don't fall for that. A lot of people around this area, I had some people come over to my house who says, God told me this. I'm like, how do you know?
就往往会有很多人是有人会到我家里面告诉我说神告诉我要做什么一件事情。我的第一个问题说你怎么知道这些？
Only time I can be 100% sure it was God is when I look back at my life and see how he worked in my life.
我唯一可以确认的话是我当我回顾我的人生路的时候我可以看到神在其中的带领和指引
So as you look back in your life you go, oh God was working as you look forward into your life because God is working but I'm not too sure so what do? We get on our knees and look for direction
当我们看过我们曾经走过的道路的时候我们可以看到神的带领当我们往前看的时候我们知道神还在带领我们但我们不是特别的确信，这是我们要做的，其实。
So when you're going through troubles and somebody comes along and says God is saying you need to repent, maybe, maybe not. You know, I have a pastor friend. When he was a teenager, he went on a not teenager. When he was a young adult, like 24, 25, he went on a mission with a group of other people his age.
就说有人说，在遇见问题的时候，经常是我们常听到你要忏悔，你要祷告。
After the mission was done, everybody's really high, right? After mission, they're like, God really blessed us. Everything's good. They had a campfire. They prayed for each other. They cried, and they went to their rooms to go to sleep.
就是说他这样一个传教士，他们在当时是二十多岁的时候，他们当时敢在祷告传教的时候很有神的同在。大家在篝火旁边，每个人都觉得神的同在很多。结果事情完了以后，他们就自己回去睡觉。
And one of the team members, very beautiful woman.Right, came to his dorm, my friend James's dorm, knocked on the door, he opens the door, hey, what's going on? She goes, God told me to marry you.
当时就是有一个很漂亮的也同时参加了这个传教的这个活动的一个女士就到这个 James, 就敲门说是神告诉我这个女生说是要跟她结婚。
I know some of you guys are wanting that to happen.
我知道有些人可能是希望这种事情会发生。
Horrible way to choose your mate.
但是这样并不是一个很好的办法来寻求人生的伴侣。
This is what James did. Thank you. But God didn't tell me and close the door.
但这个我的朋友James 他就说是谢谢你，但是神并没有这样告诉我，他就把门给关上。
Life doesn't work that way.
就是说
the troubles we need to go through to become the kind of person that will.Meet the kind of person God has for you.
人生往往不是这样发生的。神是通过各种各样的试炼，使我们成为他所想让我们成为的人。
There was a guy in our ministry many, many years ago. He's not here. He's in a different country right now. Good-looking guy, but he always looked for girls who are like models. Like, if he's 10, he's looking for girls who are 20.Right, like models, and he's always looking. Now he's like in 30s. He still hasn't have a girl.
就是我曾经服侍这个教会里面有一个人，他现在不在这个地方，在另外一个国家。他在寻求伴侣时，总是在希望这个女生是好像是一个模特的样子。
So I remember telling him, "Why would a girl like that date you?"
就他现在三十多岁了还是单身，我就告诉他说，如果是这样的一个。
You want to date a girl like that, you need to go through a lot of troubles to get to her level. With all kidding aside, the troubles are not God's punishment. It's a way of making you the kind of person that he wants you to be because he wants you to perfect you to become like Jesus.
就是我们要牢记的是各种各样的试炼的话并不是神对我们的惩罚而是神要通过这些事情使我们成为完全，成为他耶稣基督的试验。
Apostle Paul had a thorn in the side, and we don't know what that is. Maybe it's cancer, maybe it's something else. But he was praying to God. He prayed to God, heal me, heal me, heal me. And God said, no. My grace is sufficient for you. And God gave him something better, strength to endure.
我们知道使徒保罗他在身上有个刺，他常常祷告说神把这个刺拿去，但神并没有拿去，而神的恩典是够他使用。神没有拿去他肉体上的这个痛苦，但是给他更多的力量，使他把福音传到各地。
God loves us too much to get rid of all the troubles in life.
神是这么的爱我们，他不会把我们生活中的所有的问题都拿走。
Let me share with you a prayer a soldier prayed. He says, I ask God for strength and that I might achieve. I was made weak that I might learn humbly to obey. I ask God for help that I might do greater things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I ask for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I ask for power that I might have the praise of man. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I ask for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing that I asked for, but everything I hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers are answered. I'm among all men most richly blessed.
这是一个士兵的一个祷告。我向上帝祈求力量，以便我能有所成就。我却被赋予了软弱，以便我能学会谦卑的服从。我祈求健康，以便我能做更伟大的事情。我却被赋予了脆弱，以便我能做更好的事情。我祈求财富，以便使我能够幸福。我却被赋予了贫穷，以便我变得智慧。我祈求权力，以便我能得到人们的赞美。我却被赋予了软弱，以便我能够感受到我对上帝的需要。我祈求一切，以便我能享受生活。我却被赋予了生命，以便我能享受一切。我没有得到我所祈求的，却得到我所希望的一切。几乎不由自主的，我的无声的祷告得到了回应。在所有人中，我是最有福气的。
Let me close with these things. Four things you should hold on to when you're going through tough times.
我们在结束的时候有四件事情你要记住，在你遇到困难的时候。
Number one, God sees you when you're going through tough times.
就神是明了你所经历的一切。
In Genesis 16, there's a story of Hagar. She's running away because her life is threatened, mistreated by Sarah. And she's in the desert about to die, and God encounters her. There she calls God El Roy, which means God who sees.
就是在创世纪的时候有这样的故事，就是撒迦，他受到了Sarah 的迫害、逼迫，他被离开了这个，就是说这个家庭，在那个旷野里面，他呼求神，神是看顾人的神。
Sometimes when we're going through troubles, we're going, God, do you know what's going on in my life? Don't you know I can't pay the rent? Don't you know I have sickness?Where are you, God? And God is reminding you this morning, He sees everything.
有时候我们在遇见困境的时候，我们往往感受不到神的同在。可能我们的这个房租要交，我可能我们有身体的疾病。在这个时候，我们要提醒自己，神是与我，神是看顾人的神，是他与我们同在。
Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit."
诗篇34:18，耶和华靠近伤心的人。拯救灵性痛悔的人。
My friends, if you're going through some troubling time right now, know that God is seeing it, is with you, and walking alongside of you.
如果你现在正在经历苦难磨难的时候，你要确信神就在与你同在，他完完全全知道你所经历的一切。
Second is that no matter what caused your problem, God can use it.
不管你的困境是由什么情况引起的，神都会利用它。
Sometimes troubles are there because we caused it ourselves.
有些事情我们遇见困境是因为我们自己造成了这些困难。
Sometimes troubles come because other people cause it on us.
有些时候却是别人来逼迫我们。
Sometimes trouble come because life is broken.
有些时候就是因为这个生命，这个世界是不有罪的世界。
But you have a God who sees and declares all things work for good to those who love Him.
但是我们却一个爱我们的神，他宣告说万事效力。
If you give those problems to the Lord, He'll bring good out of it. I don't know how He's going to do it, but He's God who can turn cross into salvation too. He can turn your problems into something good for you and for those around you.
不管你现在面临什么样的困境，你可以把它带到神的面前来祈求。因为他是全能的神，他是一把十字架上的这个死亡变成拯救的一个大能的神。
Three, God can change your situation.
神会改变你的境况。
God can do in 5 minutes what you cannot do in 50 years.
神五分钟所做的比我们50年要做的都还要有效。
You say, well, what if it doesn't happen?
我们常常会问说，如果没有发生，我想要的没有发生怎么办？
I pray for years and it's not happening, and that's why there's number four.
我们常常会很多年的祷告，我们所想要的却没有得到神的答应。说第四点是
God wants to change you first.
神要改变我们。
Remember, James says this in chapter 1, the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything.
在雅各书里面这样告诉我们，因为知道你们的信心经过试炼就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成为完备，毫无缺陷。
James says you're in process of transformation. You're changing, you're maturing, you're becoming more like Christ. It's a process. So instead of praying, God, change my situation,He says, maybe you should pray, Lord, change me.
雅各告诉我们说，就是神是通过各种各样的境况来塑造我们。我们在祈求的时候，除了不是要祈求神把所有的困境全部拿去，而是要神来改变我们，使我们更像耶稣基督的实验。
Instead of praying, God, fix my situation, fix my problem, change my spouse, change my husband, change my wife, change my job, maybe we should pray.God change me, God teach me, God shape me, God grow me.
就说有我们不是要祷告说神改变我们所有的境况，改变我们的配偶，改变我们的孩子，改变我们的工作。我们要求祷告的是神，求你改变我们，使我们更像你的式样。
Let me show you something. It's on the slide. Next slide. This is called keep going. I skip these. Yeah, keep going. There you go. This is called fiber art.And it's in the back of the art. Looks messy, right? Are you going to pay money for this? It's by a very famous artist. It's messy. All the yarns are everywhere. There are knots there. It looks like a mess. Looks like a five-year-old did it. Sometimes life feels like that.
这是一种艺术品，是用我们线做出来。这是一个这个作品的背后。你如果看背后的话，往往是好像像个五岁的小孩子做的。一片混乱，实在看不出有什么美好的地方。
But what you get when you read the Bible is the final product He wants to make you into through the messiness of life. Because this looks like this. Next line, on the other side, and people pay for this. God wants to make you into His Son, and it requires that some parts of our life is messy and ugly and is challenging.
就是说在这个是作品的正面的话，我们看起来是很美好的，而且是有人愿意出钱买这个艺术品。然而神在我们的生活中也要做的也是这样，我们的生活中可能会有时候是一片混乱，而且很有痛苦，但是神正是利用这些痛苦的苦难的时间，让我们能够塑造我们，改变我们，使我们成为他更像他耶稣的式样。
And as you begin 2025 this year, and it just seems likeOne thing after another is coming up. I hope today's message strengthens you and you realize that God is setting you up for something awesome this year. Amen? Amen. Let me pray for you. Jesus, I want you to be first in my life. Take over my life and do what you wish with my life. And God, if you won't take it,away from right now, then use it. Whatever trouble that may be, use it to shape me, teach me, lead me where you want me to be. And if I'm off course, steer me in the right direction. And if I'm blind to something in my own heart, open my eyes. Show me what I need to see, my pride, my impatience, my fear. Whatever is keeping me from walking fully in your will. God, if this problem I'm facing right now,is a way in which you are protecting me from something worse. Help me to trust you. Help me believe that your boundaries are for my good, even when I don't understand them. And Lord, more than anything, use this to perfect me. Build me, grow my patience, wisdom, faith, love in the middle of the struggle, so I walk out of it more like your son Jesus than ever before. God, we trust you.We hold on to you. And as a body of Christ, as any one of us is going through some troubling time, wondering about finances and troubles of relationship and job, may you give them peace that the world does not understand as they place their trust in you, O God. We thank you. In your name we pray.
谢谢啊 ，Pastor Sam 啊，带给我们这么美好的信息啊，面对问题啊，那用我们大家啊来改变自己啊，在2025年的开始时候，让我们真的得胜而有余啊。好，我们非常谢谢 Pastor Sam 啊。那下面是圣餐时间。
Where you want to join us to do communion? Once a month, I love this practice in our church is that we remember the Lord through communion. And the Bible tells us that the wine represents the body of Christ and the wafer represents the body of Christ that was broken and the wine represents the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross. And Jesus himself said, participate in the communion and remember me. Remember what? Remember what he's doing in your life. Remember that he's on his way to gather you. So this morning, before we partake of these elements, let us reflect on our lives and let us give what it does not belong there to the Lord. And let's make ourselves right before we take of these elements. All right?
Before we take of these elements, 是耶稣的身体，这个酒是耶稣的宝血。我们来到主的面前，让我们审视我们自己，在我们所有不纯洁的地方，能够拿取这些，使我们更像神的模样，来纪念主耶稣基督。